News Friday on BBC Radio Sheffield. Now, have you read The Hunger Games or have you seen the film? It inspired one Barnsley sixth former student to pick up a bow and arrow. And it turns out she's quite good at it. She's called Megan Tinker.
Katniss Everdeen, District 12.
And I'll stand with my feet shoulder width apart. Make sure you're not arching your back or slumping. When I find a place of confidence, I'll lower my arrow.
I read The Hunger Games and I really wanted to be Katniss Everdeen. She just seemed to do it so effortlessly, so I was just like, oh, I want to do it.
So it'll click onto the string there, it'll go onto my wrist, and it'll go under my clicker, which is kind of like the timer of my shot. Put my fingers around the string, I'll get into the set position, I'll come up, and then...
My name's Andrew Oxeth, and I'm a strength and conditioning for the Barnsley Academy. Today what we're looking at with Megan, we're looking at stability and core, because obviously she needs to pull that bow at 70 metres for the Olympics distance, so we just need to build up that strength, and that's what we're doing today. She's always asking questions if she's not sure, which is good. She's emailing me constantly asking for help and support outside the hour that we're getting, so I just want to help her as much as I can to help her achieve her goals, which is obviously compete in the Olympics, and hopefully I can do that by working with Megan every week to improve her.
This sounds bonkers. Megan's with us now. Morning, Megan.
Morning.
So, you read the books or saw the film? Which was it?
Well, I did both. I read the books, and then I saw the first film, and it was just like, I just saw her shoot, kind of shooting, and I was just like, right, that's it. I have to do this as a sport, you know.
That's amazing. So, how long ago was this?
So, I read the trilogy, and then we tried getting in touch with local clubs, and then for my 13th birthday, my mum and dad got me a have a go, and did the have a go, and the guys there said, look, she's really good at this, she has to take this up as a hobby or a professional. So then a couple months later we met Dern Valley Archery Club, and the rest is history. Just started shooting there, so.
You see, this is why I've never played golf, because as far as I'm concerned, golf looks dead easy.
Yeah.
And I could be, without knowing it, a world champion. So as long as I don't take it up, I'll never know. I can always, but it turns out you were 13. You turned up, you had a go, and it turns out you're brilliant at it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's amazing. How easy is it to do archery?
It's anyone can do it, you know.
Are there clubs that you can get into?
Yeah. There's the club I go to, my brother who's 8, he shoots, and then we've got people who are like, you know, going up in age, getting older, who still shoot. And it's a sport for everyone, really. So.
And what's the bows like? What do they look like?
Mine's gorgeous. Yeah. Mine's pink.
Right.
It's very shiny, and this is the recurve bow we're talking about. This is the Olympic bow, and they're very shiny and quite expensive, and they are really heavy to pull.
When you say quite expensive, how much does one cost?
one bit of my bow cost about 900 quid.
Bit of the bow?
Yeah, so but I think for everything else you're talking over a couple thousand maybe.
Really?
Yeah, so obviously we didn't buy it all at once, we've had to buy it over a gradual time, but it was very expensive, yeah.
But we're talking about Olympics, I mean this is just amazing.
Yeah, Olympic standards, yeah, I'm going for Tokyo, so...
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Now, genuinely, so tell me about that. How do you do that? How do you kind of get into the national team?
What we're doing at the moment is for the World Championships later on in the year, they've got 4 selection stages over the course of the year, and then depending on how well you do at that, it depends on whether you qualify for the World Championships, which is in Argentina. But to qualify for Tokyo, you've got to be shooting like at senior, senior team for a year before, and then you've got to kind of qualify for your places like that, so the year before, really.
And what about things like getting around? I mean, Argentina and Tokyo, they're a long way away.
Yeah.
It's not the 265, is it?
No.
So,
no.
How do you go about funding for that?
Well, I'm not actually sure, to be honest, because I know the Archery GB have had funding cuts, so I'm not really sure what goes on with that, but I think... I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. I know you've got to have flights paid for and everything, so I'm not too entirely sure on that, but...
Are you studying at Barnsley Sixth Form? What are you studying?
English Combined, PE and Film Studies.
Okay.
So it's a weird combination.
All sorts of stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you hope to do? I mean, can that actually be a career?
Yeah. My coach did it, Amy Oliver, she did it as a career, but yeah. she's just retired now. Obviously, I want to take archery up as a career, but if archery doesn't turn out for me, I'd like to do English at university and maybe become an English teacher.
So what's the plan for university? Have you thought about where you're going and what you're going to do?
I've thought... I actually went to a UCAS day just Tuesday, and I looked around there, and I looked at Sheffield Alum, York St John's and Derby.
Yeah.
They're like my three favourites at the moment. So.
And what are you basing that on? Based on their English or the fact that the sport?
English and the sport really. Like when I asked, I was like, "Oh, what kind of archery facilities do you have?" And each one kind of had one. And I know Sheffield Hallam has places where you can shoot, that's kind of like my top choice at the moment.
I am no salesman for them, but I mean, Sheffield with its sporting facilities, with EIS and what have
you,
there's great support for sport in Sheffield, isn't there?
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is go to Sheffield Hallam.
Yeah.
don't be looking at Derby. Well, this is great news. Thank you very much indeed for coming in on our Good News Friday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We wish you nothing but success. And do keep in touch with us. Tell us how you're getting on.
I will do. Cool.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in, Megan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Andy's on the phone now. He's phoned in.